Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here. And I believe, as you know, that it is my calling. So let's go to the Lord in prayer real quick before we get started. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We seek your wisdom, O Father, and ask that you will grant us such that we might see the truth that is hidden by the lies. May we use just and wise discernment in all matters in our lives. We ask, Father, that you protect and guard the health and the welfare of President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence. We lift them up to you along with their families. Please keep them safe, and may they always seek your counsel. I ask your blessing on today's show. May we bring truth and wisdom to CSC Talk Radio listeners. May we call them to action with the sword of truth, and may we encourage with truth. May I be your instrument for such a time as this. Amen. Once again, I want to encourage each of you to read the Green New Deal. See for yourselves the intentions of those who want to tell you how to live your lives. Going green is anything but green. While their scare tactic is working with many in this nation, when we get down to it, renewable energy isn't economical, it isn't green, and it will leave Americans in the cold or in the hot, especially the poor and the middle class. The cost of heating and cooling your home will rise higher and higher. Commuting to work will no longer be a choice, but a requirement and necessary. Automobile travel will need to be radically rationed. You'll have to forego that over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house this year. You'll be grounded. Air travel will be unaffordable. If the religious radicals of green science, which is bought and paid for, get their way, you'll be wishing for a lump of coal in your Christmas stocking. Don't get me wrong, I'm all about conservation and being good stewards of our land and our resources. I'm also about putting Americans first, all Americans, each sovereign state of this great nation. I'm okay with folks making a profit, but the green preachers and actors telling you how to live while their own lives and lifestyles are the opposite of what they say, leaving a huge carbon footprint, as they would say. You see, the reality of this, they're all profiting, so the so-called climate crisis. I say this to remind you, to help you think about the lies that are being fed, you're being fed. In the Green New Deal and climate change masquerade, when the masks are removed, you will see very wealthy actors and players who care very little about the land and conservation, a whole lot about selling the U.S. out for a profit and for controlling the people within. States are being bombarded with regulations, legislation, literally tying their hands behind their back, restricting growth, restricting jobs and profits. Today I have with me Senator Ray Scott, who serves in the 7th District, which is in rich western Colorado, energy-rich western Colorado. Colorado is fighting a huge energy battle now. Senator Scott is standing for common sense conservation, jobs, and Colorado sovereignty. Welcome to CSC Talk Radio, Senator. We're thrilled that you could be with us today.
Glad to be here.
Are you there? There you are. How are
Good
you
morning.
Doing today,
Good.
Sir?
Doing great this morning. Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm thrilled to have you here with me. I was reading your articles this morning, and I wanted to just go back to what you have written and what's going on with your governor. We're just going to cut to the chase and get straight to the Texas story.
Well, I think what happened in Colorado is very, very simple. You know, we have a gentleman that fought his way into the office. He's incredibly wealthy. He wrote checks out of his own pocket for about $30 million to win the governor's office. No normal candidate can keep up with that in a state of 5+ million people. So, you know, and of course he has the backing of his mantra of folks out of the Boulder, Denver area. And there was no question in anybody's mind he was an environmental activist. He was actually the founding father of the anti-fracking movement in 2014 here in Colorado. And that's what we're under now. We are under somebody that was trained very well by President Obama on how to govern. He's incredibly radical, and I suspect he'll run for U.S. president in the near future.
Oh, that's interesting. Everybody wants to run for president. Haven't you noticed? Every Democrat wants to run for president. My sister was texting me last night because I watch all these news things all night long. It's kind of the way I am. And she asked me if I was watching the Democrat debate. I said, you know what? I'm not going to do it tonight. I just can't bring myself to it.
Exactly.
So I went past that last night. And it would seem that the Democrats, and there are others, that they're buying in. Well, I don't think everyone's bought in. I think they're selling everybody out. But the green movement, and I want to focus on what you're dealing with there in Colorado with this governor. Obviously, he put on a masquerade to get elected as a moderate, but now that he's elected, he's implementing some radical agendas, even through executive orders. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. And what he's learned and he understands very, very well is how to govern through his agencies. And that's what he's doing now. Is he's putting people in charge of these agencies and his staffers that are carrying out his agenda. And, you know, I mean, you could argue a couple different ways. It gives him less to do, or it keeps his fingerprints off of certain things he doesn't want his fingerprints on.
I found that point interesting in one of your articles, how he could do this through another agency or organization or department, and then they're the ones that get blamed. And, of course, the legislation, when you get down to the regulations they put on our energy, you're the one who's going to pay for it. And when we have to write that check to whatever utility company you've got, you're mad at them. You're not mad at the governor. You get mad at them. So he's got a hands off thing.
Sure, yeah. It's exactly what Obama did in a lot of cases. He used his agency, the EPA, Interior Department. He used several of his agencies to govern from D.C. and put onerous regulations on people, lack of access to land, slowing down drilling on federal lands. So it's very, very similar to what he learned from President Obama. And he's sharpening his sword, learning how to do these things here in Colorado.
I think on the federal level we can see right now with what's going on, the resistance or whatever you want to call it, movement, and it's coming out of all these whistleblowers or I don't know, we used to call them snitches, you know.
Sure.
They're coming out of organizations and other groups and departments, and they're like termites coming out of the wall, you know, and they're just chomping away at liberty. Go ahead.
Well financed.
They got the money. Us poor little conservatives out here, we're struggling to make ends meet. They have the money. You know, we're trying to promote common sense, and we can't get anybody to put a dime on it, and it's hurt us. Yeah, we're going into a break. When we come back, I want you to talk about the Western States and the Tribal Nations Initiative. And I understand that some of that is being hurt by these things that the governor is doing there. We're headed into a break. I'm not going to open the phone lines up just yet. I want Senator Ray Scott to tell us what's going on in Colorado. And I know we're focusing on Colorado today, but what happens in Colorado is happening everywhere. This is nationwide. And it's going to hurt our lives and our lifestyles and our families. So you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann and Senator Ray Scott. And Beth Ann will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message: liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Bethann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Liberty Oil Field Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change, but banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period, Liberty Oil Field Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oil Field Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about energy and the importance of it in every state, in every home. And Colorado is unique in the fact that it is one of the western states. It is very rich in energy resources. I wanted you to explain the Western States and the Tribal Nations Initiative and the opportunity you have there. And it's kind of being squashed, I think, by your governor. But let's talk about that. I want you to explain that to my listeners.
Well, and to help you put it into context, because I know you have listeners all over the country, Colorado right now ranks number 6 in the nation in natural gas production and number 7 in oil production, just so folks understand that we are one of the 12, 13 energy-producing states in the country.
All right.
What happened in Colorado is we have what's called the Colorado Energy Office, which under our previous governor, Governor Hickenlooper, was much easier to work with. We had several programs in place that were moving an all-of-the-above policy versus just a green energy policy. The Western States and Tribal Nations Agreement was being developed under the previous governor, Governor Hickenlooper, and we were all full steam ahead. Everything was working great, and it came time for the first MOU signing, Memorandum of Understanding, between Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah. And the governor's office was asked to participate, sign on to the agreement they had previously agreed to, and they refused. So what happened, and I think this is very interesting, the counties west of the Continental Divide, west of Denver, that we are very heavily producing natural gas part of the state, they decided, they came together and said, you know what, if the governor won't sign it as a state, we'll sign it as counties, as local counties. So we had four different counties in western Colorado that signed an MOU with the state of Wyoming, the state of Utah, showing that we want to support moving our natural gas to other parts of the world for socioeconomic reasons as well as revenue reasons here in Colorado. But as you see, this group is actually growing. Yesterday or the day before was a great day because prior to that day, only states, let's be honest, that are controlled mostly by Republicans were actually signing on to the agreement. The state of New Mexico signed on a couple days ago. We all know what's going on with New Mexico. So now we have a bipartisan agreement going forward, which is very, very exciting because that's going to push this initiative even further.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Well, coming together like that is what we need to do. And, New Mexico has some of their own issues down there fighting the energy initiatives that are taking place.
Something important to think about. I just returned from a conference up in Anchorage, Alaska. We have something called the Energy Council here in the United States that's made up of the 12 energy-producing states plus Canada and Mexico. We meet about every quarter, and we talk about world energy desires and needs and supply. We don't talk about individual states. And the interesting part of that discussion at one point was that we understand the resource is not the problem. We have plenty of resources. The technology is not the problem. The technology is fascinating, as you pointed out in some of your monologue, I believe, you know, from the days of fracking starting to the technology on emissions, the transportation of the products. The technology is well advanced past what people believe it is. The only problem we have is politics. It's just politics. You know, we can't get the Keystone finished. We can't get several projects, what we call the Jordan Cove Project, which is a project that goes from western Colorado all the way to Coos Bay, Oregon, to export LNG. The state of Oregon has basically stopped the project. So, the politics are what really create the problem. So I think what you're going to see with this MOU signing with this group is that that'll help knock down some barriers and put additional pressure on getting these fuels out because, again, we need to export some of these products.
Well, exporting is absolutely necessary, and that's what's going to make us – the fact that we can grab all this from fracking and from other ways is what makes America independent. You know, it boggles my mind why any of these folks want to keep us dependent. I was told the other day that we're actually importing, we're putting all our coal industry down here in the United States and importing coal from China. Well, that makes absolutely no sense.
I know. It's mind-numbing at times. And the other thing you think about, too, from a geopolitical standpoint, people like Russia, they don't have a problem exporting, right? So do we want other nations around the world doing business with Russia, or would we rather them being doing business with us? I think that's a self-explanatory question. You would think we would want to be selling natural gas and crude oil or coal to our allies versus allowing Russia to do so.
Well, your last paragraph in this one article that you wrote, through this initiative that we were talking about here, Utah, Wyoming, the Ute Indian tribe, and four counties in northwestern Colorado hope more elected leaders see the crucial importance of policies that encourage all forms of energy development, including clean energy, and join us to help lead the way for a greater natural gas exports in the United States. That, I think, would make everyone want to stand up and clap their hands. Working together, that's what it's all about. It's not just about Colorado. It's not just about Wyoming. It's not just about Missouri. although if you live there, you really want to make it about that. But when all these states come together and work together, and when you talk about exporting, you know, that's bringing money into this nation. And
sure.
And if something would happen, we can take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and quite frankly, the world needs our energy. When you start looking at countries, especially like in the Soviet bloc, for example, Lithuania right now pays something like $15 per 1,000 cubic feet of natural gas. They import that from Norway. Our natural gas over here right now is at about $1.50 to $2 per 1,000 cubic feet. If we can, I mean, you don't have to be an economics major to figure out, you know, from $2 to $15 with all the costs.
I can do that math.
I can do that math, yeah. Plus, they need our energy because they are stuck buying their energy from either Norway, some other state places, or Russia has a pipeline that runs right down into that to that area, and they're stuck. They don't want to buy fuel from Russia, and we don't want to enrich in Vladimir Putin's pockets any more than we already do through energy that's happening today.
So why aren't we exporting to Lithuania?
Well, that's the problem right now is we can't get the export terminals built quick enough. We've got some down in the Louisiana area that are exporting. We've got some that are operating, but we need a heck of a lot more. And the West Coast is the natural place to go. And, of course, we all know the politics of the West Coast. Oddly enough, our friends in the North, the Canadians, a lot of people think of that as a very liberal nation. They are moving quicker than we are on, I believe, 3 export terminals just north of Vancouver, B.C., that, you know, maybe there's going to be possibilities we can move our natural gas to those terminals and export from there. We, believe it or not, we actually have contracts in place to sell billions of cubic feet of natural gas to the Japanese as soon as we can export it. We just have to get the gas to the West Coast so there can be export.
Well, it's exciting to know that we have that and that ability to do it, but it's really frustrating to see legislation and people like your governor putting a quietus to it to make it stop. I've never understood that. I never will understand that. And this other article that you wrote has a lot of good points in that I want us to bring up. We'll be heading into a break here in about a minute. But you know, when we talk about closing coal energy down here in this United States and then importing coal, that makes absolutely no sense. And it's the same thing with whether it's with our oil or our gas. If we're going to import it rather than export it when we have it ourselves, that makes absolutely no sense. And it's stealing from the American people. It's stealing their jobs. It's stealing our profits. It doesn't make any sense. And so we're heading into a break. When we come back, I want to kind of break down this other article that you have written and explain that to our listeners, because it's not just Colorado, folks. It's everywhere. We're being told a lie, and we know that. CO2 Coalition has explained to us that CO2 is good for you, and we're being told the exact opposite, yet every life form has carbon in it. If they do away with all carbon, oops, there goes life. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with Senator Ray Scott from Colorado's 7th District, and we will be right back. Such a time as this. We know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. About her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now. 800-510-4403.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Today's show has actually been brought to you by Liberty Oilfield Services, promoting truth, common sense, and energy. And they put me into contact with Senator Ray Scott and said he'd be a good interview and he could talk about what's going on in Colorado. You have some bills there that you're fighting. Proposition went down, but they brought it back in a bill, and the bill's worse than the proposition, according to this article here that you sent, that they sent me, that you had written. And I wanted to kind of visit that a little bit because, you know, we deal with that in Missouri, and I'm sure every other state does. You'll have a proposition and it might fail. And next thing you know, here it comes up with again with either a different proposition, same thing, different words, different title. And I'm assuming you're doing the same thing there, or they're doing the same thing there in Colorado with that.
Oh, definitely. That's exactly what happened. Yeah,
so making it up. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
We had a proposition, what was called Proposition 112, which was an attempt to completely shut down the oil and gas industry. The voters turned that down. It was a very large percentage that turned that down. And then they came right back with legislation this year, which was Senate Bill 181.
And it was basically the same thing, only even worse?
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, let me ask you, as a senator, the people voted that down. How are the people standing? You know, obviously they elected the Democrat governor. How are they taking what he's doing, or are they even able to see it? I mean, sometimes we folks don't even know what's going on in the state capitals, and that's kind of a shame. But how are the voters there, the citizens of Colorado, how are they responding to what he's doing with Senate Bill 181?
Well, as you probably fully understand, passing a piece of legislation and implementing that legislation takes a lot of time. It's not something that happens overnight. The other thing that happens is, it's always about the money, right?
And
so people feel some impact to their wallet. They kind of don't pay attention too much because, I mean, today politics is so thick on all the media outlets. I mean, heck, there's stuff going on in D.C. that we don't even want to turn on right now because it's so ridiculous. So I think it takes time. So this will have to soak in. It'll start to have economic impacts. And when people get hit in their own wallet or they see their neighbors being laid off or foreclosures of homes and those types of things, then they tend to wake up and go, well, what's going on here? And I think it's going to take a little time, but I think that's going to happen.
I was going to say, but isn't it a little bit late once it's hit that far? Then you got to start backing it up and you got to...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a lot harder to undo it than it is to do it. What's the old expression? It's easier to get forgiveness than permission.
Yeah.
And then once it's happened, your consequences there, they're obvious. And if they're hitting the people in their homes and in their billfolds, you know, in the wallets, then it's a little bit late. I mean, it's going to take a lot more to back the truck up.
Sure. And I think that this governor understood that. So, I mean, as soon as we got into legislative session in January this year, this bill came rolling at us like a bulldozer because they knew they had to get it going as quickly as possible. They certainly didn't want to do it next year because that's an election year, right? They wanted to get this thing out of the way as quick as possible and get it done. So, yeah, we knew it was coming. It was kind of top secret in the background with the governor actually helping write this bill. And then, of course, they hit us with it. And as you know, they took over our House, our Senate, and the governor's office. So we actually, it's kind of like standing at a train station, right? And you just watch the train go by. And that's all we could do. And we, made our objections.
That has to be terribly frustrating.
It really was. I mean, we tried to make some adjustments on it. They gave us a few amendments on the bill, but it wasn't really enough to slow down the machine. Because they kind of, again, it goes back to this letting the agencies govern. You can have all types of things written into statute, but the governing agency, can twist and turn, especially if you give them regulatory authority. So they have the regulatory authority to go ahead and write whatever they like and kind of work their way around the statute and what it says.
Well, I was going to ask, too, about the greasing of the palms of corporate donors. You know, there's a lot of money that gets dumped regarding climate change and the energy realm. And I think the American people, again, they don't see that until what's actually happened starts hitting home. Unfortunately, that's the nature of the beast. We don't pay attention until it hits our home. You know, tragedy may happen in Colorado, but us Missourians are saying, oh, that didn't affect me. But yeah, it does. because you're number six and number seven. So yes, it does affect us here in Missouri. And so the corporate donors, I think that's an interesting topic because people fail to understand all the money that's being spent on this.
Well, I think that's very, very true. In our particular case, the Sierra Club was behind the entire person. We have something here called Conservation Colorado, which is another large group, which gets their funding from who knows where. But the Sierra Club is very well known. I mean, everybody knows who the Sierra Club is. And they were very much involved in this legislation. A lot of people don't realize this, but, they did their push against coal, as we all know, during the Obama administration. But there was always something lurking in the background because they kind of made it sound as if, well, we're kind of okay with natural gas because it's a cleaner burning fuel in its natural form than is coal. But there was something on their website called Beyond Gas. And if you go to the Sierra Club's website and you see that Beyond Gas, you start to realize, whoa, wait a minute, they weren't just after coal. they're also after natural gas as well. So they're basically the leave it in the earth policy. That's their policy. If it's not wind, it's not solar, they don't even hardly think they barely will recognize hydropower, which is probably the cleanest right next to nuclear that there is.
Except it's not, well, anyway, I was going to ask you if you're aware of the CO2 Coalition.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. They are excellent folks, and some of them were on the other side, and they realized, you know, this isn't working. This is the wrong thing. We've been fed bad information, and they're accumulating. So I've been bringing them on the air. Sierra Club does a lot of dirty stuff. Not just in the energy realm, but everywhere. And when we were in rural America across this nation, and you're trying to, because, you know, our energy comes out of rural America. Our food comes out of rural America. Everything that sustains life comes out of rural America. And it gets forgotten and put down so much by those in D.C. and California. But the Sierra Club had sent me an email. This has been a few years ago, Senator, and they were bragging about how they had yet another coal industry, another coal company closed down in Pennsylvania, and they were bragging about this, and that they wanted to be on the air. Well, I sent them back a scolding email about, you want to come on the air and brag to the children how you put their parents out of business, how you put them out of jobs, and now they have to find how to live because their parents don't have work. Do you want to come on the air and brag about that? They didn't answer me. But I kind of quit getting emails, too.
In Colorado, they went as far as to pass a bill that set up an office called the Office of Just Transition. And that's the office that's now supposed to take, if you're in their opinion, if you're in a dirty oil and gas job or a coal miner, for example, the Office of Just Transition is going to help you transition to a better life.
You know, Hawaii is now allowing people to sue the energy companies and industry there.
Mm-hmm.
And my head just goes back and forth. Why on earth would any court allow such a thing? We've got too many lawyers. I don't know what your profession is.
No.
I have a listener that says those that make the laws practice the laws, and I think we're seeing that. We're headed into a break. Do you need to go? I know you had a meeting here in about 15 minutes.
Can you stay?
All right, you're good for now. Okay, we'll keep on there, and we'll bring you back on when we come back from this break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Senator Ray Scott of Colorado. What happens in Colorado? Happens everywhere, my friends. Happens everywhere. And we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow, and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was reading part of this in your article here, and you were talking about the politicalization of the of what the governor is doing there, and how they end up blaming it on someone else and turning it around. And I immediately put down he must be taking lessons from Schiff hearings. He must be taking lessons from him how to turn that around and blame others.
Polis was a U.S. congressman, so he was before he was governor, so he was trained well.
The grasshopper becomes the teacher. Is that what we're saying?
Yep, right.
Oh my goodness, it's it really is. We chuckle about it because we have to find humor in some of this, but it's getting pretty serious here in this nation. And I know that you noticed that I started the show out with prayer, and I just felt led to do that a few months back to just start doing that. I was actually inspired by Nancy Pelosi, who kept saying, "I pray for the president every day," and I'm thinking, "No, you're not." And it was like the Lord tapped me on the shoulder, but you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started that. But it's more than just taking care of him and protecting him. The American people, we've either had blinders on or we've been blinded by what's happening, whether it's in Colorado, whether it's in Missouri. This climate change, and I call it religion because we have proof that it's not true. Yeah, there's climate change. We're no longer in an ice age, so things are warming up, but not in a drastic way and not so that we're all going to die. And, well, I guess we're down to 10.5 years now. But they're profiting by this crisis they've created and scaring the American people and scaring the people in Colorado. And in doing so, removing our ability to be an independent people, sovereign states, united as one, is what we are supposed to be. And right now we're all fighting one another. And energy is a good way, to put us against one another. And that's what they have done. And the American people can make better decisions if they have the truth in front of them. And it's been my burden for a long time that they don't have the truth in front of them. And so I appreciate someone like you, Senator, that is trying so hard to fight for your state in, there in Colorado.
Well, thank you for that. And I think to follow up on what you just said, I think one of the things that people should probably pay very close attention to, and it's very obvious when you think about it, the climate alarmists or the whatever that group wants to call themselves, have figured out the best target is the young. They're infiltrating the younger folks that have no, they don't have any history of what it used to be like. They weren't around 50, 60 years ago to see what the climate was then or what the environment looked like then. And what improvements we've made from the last 60, 70, 80 years to today's climate. So they're not taught about those things. They don't fully understand that because they didn't live. They only live in, you know, today in their iPhone. And when you see, you know, some young lady, was it Greta Thunberg, I believe was it, you know, coming to the UN, I mean, this is a, you know, a wonderful young lady, I'm sure, but she's been indoctrinated only on what they want her to believe. And then when I see schools letting their children out to go out and protest, these kids are so young, they think they're going to Dairy Queen. They don't have the brain capacity. They haven't learned enough to understand what's going on. But if the teacher says, hey, you can march down the street with a sign, hey, I'm out of here, man. This is going to be great.
Well, kid doesn't get to get out of class. What kid doesn't love that, you know?
You know, when I was in school, I couldn't wait to get the heck out of there. So any opportunity, you're gone. You know? So that's scary to me because they need to, you know, their best teacher is history, and they're not getting that. They're getting data from, depends on the climate change chart you want to look at. We'll start somewhere about 1965-ish to 73, depending on what, you know, which one you look at. So they don't get the history clear back into the 30s and before that, when we really did have some extremes going on. And if you take those extremes and put them into play, all the scales balance out and look a little bit differently. And that's, I believe, why when you really break it down, we've had a change in temperature of something like 2 degrees in the last 100 years.
Oh, yeah. So it's very minute. Very minute.
Right. The problem is, as soon as you say something like that, you're a climate denier, you're a Neanderthal, you don't know what you're talking about, you're immediately vilified by the media. And then, of course, the media
absolutely
is a hysterical point that they can bring out. That just happened to me recently. There was an article in the Denver Post that I was just out of my mind. I was a climate denier. So I actually got to do a speech at Colorado University in Boulder, which is probably the most liberal university in the state. And believe it or not, I'm sitting there with scientists, and we actually had a very good conversation. And they didn't agree with me on certain points, but we didn't disagree on certain points either, because we all know there's always room for you know, being better. And it was fascinating to have that conversation.
Well, I'm a believer in not believing. I don't believe everything that I'm being told. And, you know, our children in school, they're young enough that, you know, you send them to school to learn something, and they're being fed only certain things. So not only are they being fed lies about climate change, a senator, but they're being fed lies about the history of the United States. They're being told we're this awful group of people, and they're not being told the miracles and the things that this nation has done and what we went through, what our ancestors went through, that they really are those exceptional people. They are, you know, and we have that running through our bloods, and we should be proud of that, not ashamed of it. Did we make mistakes? Oh, yes, we've made many of them. What country hasn't? And what country isn't still making mistakes? But we've come so far. And our air is cleaner now. Our water is cleaner now. And I'm old enough to remember when it was global cooling. We were all going to freeze, and the glaciers were getting larger. And now it's all of a sudden it's the other way around. And, you know, then after you get told so many things so many times, you go, wait a minute. I'm not going to believe everything they're telling me. Back this truck up. And then you have children, and we're just about out of time, that are youngsters or college kids. They're saying, I'm not going to have children because it hurts the planet to have children. And that is a nation that is doomed when you have people that don't respect life and don't encourage life. They don't encourage the betterment of life. They're just worshiping the globe that they're standing on and not the Creator. And that is scary stuff to me. Anyway, we're about out of time. I'll give you 30 seconds here to say something good about Colorado. Let's push Colorado today.
Well, you know, one of the things about Colorado, we have a massive influx of people moving here, which is great. I mean, that's something that's tracking something like 100,000 per year. And a lot of that is due to the fact that Colorado is somewhat the national park for the United States. It's just a beautiful place. But I always tell people this when we talk about climate change to wrap up. George Carlin, a famous comedian, has a great little YouTube video, if you get a chance to watch it, on climate change or environmentalism. And the one thing he points out is the only thing leaving this planet is you and me. The planet's going to be just fine.
He's absolutely right. And you know what? Colorado people will wise up and they're going to catch on to what's being done to them. And they're going to get it changed. They're going to bring Colorado back, just like we're all working together to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.